Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Shh. It's starting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website. Not forgetting our satellite listeners, so put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
بأهل البدر يا الله توصلنا ببسم الله وبالهادي رسول الله وكل مجاهد لله بأهل البدر يا الله صلاة
the month of Ramadan, inshallah, we're going to be visiting the different schools. Hood Hood, are you excited to see the school we're going to visit today?
Yes, I'm so excited. I can't wait to meet the little butterflies today. Zineera, can you tell me which school we're going to?
No, Hood Hood, I'm not going to tell you. It's going to be a surprise. But I promise you it will be worth the wait. Butterflies, are we visiting your school today? Come on. Get ready. Count with me. 3, 2, 1.
And yeah!
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And what's your name?
Ali Abidbala.
And how old are you?
15.
MashaAllah, what grade are you in?
Grade 9.
Oh, MashaAllah, are you enjoying school?
Yes.
You are. What's your favorite subject?
Social science.
Social science. Are you good at it?
Okay. Yes.
Do you get a good report?
Yes.
You do. Gee. That's good, mashallah.
You know, I get a good report also. You know why?
Why?
Because I study so hard until I'm blue in my face. Blue like your uniform color. You must also study hard, okay?
Okay.
Well, you make dua for me to pass also.
Yes, I will.
So make dua for me now. Say, oh Allah, help.
Oh, Allah, help Hood Hood pass.
Say again with more feeling. Allah is listening to you. Allah accepts the du'as of a fasting person till they break their fast. Don't you know?
Oh, Allah, help Hood Hood pass. Ameen.
So don't be selfish. You must make du'a for everyone.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, I'll make du'a for you also. Allah keep you smiling and let you do well in exams.
Jazakallah.
What's your story?
A date palm tree. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu relates, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a certain man had a date palm tree growing in the courtyard of his house. A branch of the tree was hanging above the house of one of his neighbors who was a poor man. When the rich man climbed the tree to pick fruit and shook its branches, some of its dates fell into the poor man's compound and his children picked them up from the ground. At this, the rich man would climb down, go into his neighbor's house and snatch the dates from the children. And if he saw a child chewing a date, the man would thrust his fingers into the child's mouth and take out the date. The poor man went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and complained against his neighbor. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard his complaint and sent him away, and then called the owner of the date palm into his presence and said to him, are you willing to give the date palm hanging above your neighbor's house in return for which I promise you a date palm tree in Jannah? The man said, O Rasulullah, many people have desired to buy this tree, and I also possess many other date palm trees, but I like its dates very much, and therefore I have not sold it to anyone, and thus excused himself from giving the tree away. did not insist on buying the tree from him. When the man went away, a Sahabi who had been listening to this conversation came forward and said, "O Rasulullah, do you also promise me a tree in Jannah if I buy that date palm from him and present it to you?" Rasulullah replied, "Certainly, I promise you the same." At this, the Sahabi got up, went over to the owner of the tree and said to him, "I also own a plantation of date palms. Can you sell that tree of yours at any price?" The man said, "Rasulullah promised me a tree in Jannah in return for this date palm, but I declined the offer. The fact is that I like this tree very much. I might sell it, but nobody would pay the price I demand for it. I could give it in exchange for 40 date palms." The Sahabi said, "This seems too much for a crooked tree, but are you sure that you would give this tree in exchange for 40 date palms?" The man said, "Certainly, and if you confirm the bargain, take an oath." The Sahabi swore that he was willing to buy that tree for 40 date palms, but the man backed out of the agreement and refused to sell the tree. The Sahabi said to him, "You cannot back out now, for I am only an oath to buy it." The man said, "All right, buy all the 40 trees should be growing in one and the same place." The Sahabi thought for a while and said, "Yes, all the trees are growing in one and the same place." When the bargain was finally settled, the Sahabi came to Rasulullah and said, "I've bought the date palm tree and I present it to you." Rasulullah went to the poor man's house and bestowed the tree upon him as a gift. It was after this incident that Surah Al-Layl was revealed.
MashaAllah, and I hope inshaAllah for all the little butterflies that are fasting and doing good deeds, inshaAllah you too will have date palms in Jannah, because we know we can give up anything and everything just to be in Jannah, because we know this life is only temporary, but Jannah is forever. Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam. We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.